Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
I don't know how you got from advertising to where you are now when you were talking about that, but those kind of things, I mean, I'm sure you just had some kind of interest in that particular field. And understanding what that is, that's another piece I would throw in that people would need to do and think about.
If you're a passive investor wanting to learn more about questions to ask sponsors in order to qualify the opportunities, in order to qualify the sponsor, in order to qualify the market that the property is in, then go to besteverpassiveinvestor.com. My team and I created this site just for you so that there is a free resource available to you to learn about the questions to ask, the things to think through prior to investing in deals. So go to besteverpassiveinvestor.com. It's a free resource for you that was made just for you. Best ever listeners, how you doing? Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless. This is the world's longest running daily real estate investing podcast where we only talk about the best advice ever. We don't get into any of that fluffy stuff. With us today, Michael Allen Tate. How you doing today?
I'm great. You doing all right, Joe?
I am. Yep. Looking forward to our conversation. And yeah, Today, best ever listeners, Michael is going to get into the top five challenges people face when considering a career move. And he actually has a book that just came out called The White Shirt, How to Find a Life-Giving Career at Any Stage in Life. He's the president and CEO of On the Same Page Consulting based in Birmingham, Alabama. So first, you want to give the best ever listeners a little bit more about your background, then let's dive right into the five challenges.
Sure. Yeah, I've been in career advising and business consulting for about 25 years. And when I first got into my career years ago, I made all the mistakes that you make when you try to change a career. I was in one that I was pretty good at, but I just hated it. And I went to a career counselor, and I was depressed when I went there. And after I met with the guy, I got a lot more depressed. He sent out like 150 resumes, told me I should be in HR, and I got one response back. And I thought, what in the world is wrong with me? I mean, I've got all this education, can't find anything. Now, I realized sooner than later, that it wasn't me, it was my strategy for finding work. I'd chosen the world's worst strategy to find a job, which is using resumes and mailing them out and all that sort of thing. So I kind of said to myself at that time, my crisis, as I would say, turned into a calling. And I thought, yeah, I'm going to do something so people don't go through what I had to go through in finding a job or work or those kind of things. That's how I got started in this work. That's really the essence of it all. Okay. So that's what I've been doing ever since, and is helping people find their place in the world and doing it in a kind of a, my book says, a life-giving career, and doing it in a life-giving way so you don't get depressed and all that. There's a good way to do it and a bad way to do it. And I teach people the good ways and kind of coach them through that stuff.
Well, yep. Let's talk about that. So yeah. I know there's, I transitioned from the advertising industry into commercial real estate.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, I mean, we're all evolving human beings. So we're always going through different stages in life. And this will be very helpful for a lot of listeners. So what are the five challenges that people face when considering a career move?
Yeah. Well, the first one is there's kind of three questions that you have to answer in my book or anything that you do. And the first one is, who am I? First, you know, what are my skills? What are my talents? What are my abilities? The second one is, where's my place in the world? And the third one is, how do I find it? Most people start with, how do I find it? They just throw together a resume and start sending stuff out. But they don't take the time to sit down and say, so what, you know, what makes me tick? What are the things that make me feel alive? What are those subjects I love to be around? It kind of always give you those hints of where you need to go. And then one thing I have everyone do, no matter what age they are, is to draw out a family career tree. That is all the careers that you've been associated with over your lifetime, because your parents really affect how you think about your career. Not that you'll go into that career, but there's usually a link there somehow. So that's one of the first things I have people do, is to take time to kind of look back at yourself and say, who am I, and what do I really want? Because most people will never really take the time to take that kind of reflection and do that. So that's the first thing most people do, is they get out there first, sort of like I get my brochure together before I have my business plan. Mm-hmm. And so the other mistake that people make is that they try to do their career change alone. Mm-hmm. Because that's, you know, you went through a career transition, right, Joe?
Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty lonely out there when you're getting hearing a bunch of no's and getting a bunch of resumes coming back. So one of the keys to making job search work, in my opinion, has always been having somebody to do it with you. And that's why I wrote my book. It's designed to actually be done with another person to help you get through those tragedies and, I mean, those ups and downs and emotions when you have any kind of change like that. The other thing is, people kind of do a shotgun sort of approach, and instead of using a resume, I have people develop a plan, a one-page plan that you simply which says, you know, here's my current situation, here's my background, here is actually where I think I'd like to work geographically, what kind of industry, what kind of what would the culture be like in the organization that I was going to work in, and then here are my skills and the things I love to solve, kind of on the left-hand side of the page. On the right-hand side is a list of organizations that might be places you might like to work. Mm-hmm. And so the kind of the secret of job search and the key to everything is taking a plan and never asking anybody about a job opening, never ask them if they know anybody that's hiring. You simply say, here's my plan, would you give me some advice? Mm-hmm. That's different than networking, as you hear people say, just go out and, you know, talk with people. But what happens is, you know, you get there they say, so what do you want to do? Well, I'm not really sure. And, you know, the guy's looking at you going like, I'm not a career counselor. I can't help you decide. Right. And so the underlying theme of the book is, ask for a job and you'll get advice. Ask for advice and you'll find a career. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of those are the pieces and the slips that people make. But the answer is, in all this is, you know, it's like any business. It doesn't matter what it is. You know, have a plan first. Then share your plan with other people. I do this with organizations as well as individuals. It's all the same process. Put together a little strategy and just share it with people. And a buddy of mine's in nonprofit work, and he says the same thing about He said, ask for money, you'll get advice. Ask for advice, you'll get money.
Yep. So, yep. Yeah, I've heard that one.
You know what I'm talking about. So that's the same principle of that. So anyway, so those are some thoughts there, Joe.
Okay. And so I'm taking notes, and as I'm going through this, I want to make sure I have them all written down and recapped. So it's one is ask who am I, and so these aren't really challenges people face. They're really, which is actually better. You're giving solutions for how to take the do the path, which is even better than who cares about the challenges. Let's talk about the solutions. So so the first first is who am I, what is my place, how do I find it? So so really doing a self assessment of what I want. Second is having someone to go through this process with me, because it is an emotional event. Third is create a one-page plan so that you know what you're trying to solve. So what are a couple other pieces of advice you'd have for someone?
Yeah, the you know, people one of the hard things that people have there's two things that you need to realize when you're doing a job search or anything, that a career is really just wearing a hat, a job title, and standing in a field, an industry. You know, like you wear the hat. I don't know. I don't guess you're in sales anymore, are you, Joe, or not? Yeah. But you were in a position. You're standing in this field. So people, you know, what do you want to do? You need to be able to decide, well, I'd like to be, I would like to either stand in this field or wear this hat. So I want to be in sales to do something, or I want to wear this hat. I want to stand in this field of, you know, of real estate or aerodynamics or airlines or something like that. And I have people say, should I follow my heart when I'm looking for my career? And I'll tell them to follow their ears, because there's certain languages that we innately love to be around. If you really take the time to think about that, you can just think about the stuff you read and the things you love to be around, and finding that thing that, you know, that those languages you love, because your interest will lead you to the industries that you would do well in. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how you got from, you know, advertising to where you are now when you were talking about that, but those kind of things, I mean, I'm sure you just had some kind of interest in that particular field, and understanding what that is. And but that's another piece I would throw in that people would need to do and think about. So
anything else that you think is relevant to talk about as it relates to making a career transition that we haven't talked about already?
No, I think that's pretty much it as far as the key points that I keep people focused on to do that sort of thing. And yeah.
Well, this has been very helpful. Thank you so much for being on the show and talking to us about different tips for making a career transition. I summarized them just a little bit ago, so I won't go into the summary again. How can the best ever listeners learn more about what you're doing?
My website is michaelallentate.com, and my new book is called A White Shirt, and then you can find that on Amazon. But there is a website for the book called whiteshirtbook.com. And on there, you'll see samples of plans that people have used to make career transitions. There's actually a free gift for podcast listeners where you can download a simple workbook that helps you work through that process. Even if you don't buy the book, so offer that to people. And there's several whiteboard videos and tools on the website that people have found useful as they're trying to consider what they're going to do with their next move in their life.
Outstanding. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. Hope you have a wonderful weekend and best ever weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
If you're a passive investor and want to learn more about Ashcroft Capital, the company I co-founded with my business partner, Frank, and in particular want to learn more about our strategy and how we think about the opportunities that we purchase, go to ashcroftcapital.com and click the strategy button above, and you'll be able to read through our thought process we use when we're purchasing multifamily properties. The Target Market Insights podcast is just that, a show solely dedicated to help you learn about target markets through the people successfully shaping them. The show features professionals who work directly with the audience and market you want to connect with in real estate. Listen and subscribe today at TargetMarketInsights.com. That's TargetMarketInsights.com.